right, we are now convening the September 9 special magistrate proceedings for red light camera violations for the city of Daytona Beach to order. At the outset, I have reviewed and approved the minutes of the July 8th and August 12th meeting. Do we have any announcements before we proceed?
None that I'm aware of.
Will all those representatives from the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceeding, please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, are we going to be able to show the folks their videos? Very good. All right, for you folks that are here for the red light camera cases, we're going to invite you up. You're going to have an opportunity to review your video. The fine is $158. Since you've asked for this hearing, there's now an additional $50 that's at risk, unless you can somehow persuade me that that wasn't you running a red light or something to that effect. If you look at the video and choose not to fight, then it stays at $208. If you look at the video and decide you want to start arguing about the constitutionality of red light camera statutes, how they've shaved 0.02 seconds off the yellow light there on ISB or something like that, that's going to be a waste of your time, and you're running the risk of another $50 being tacked on for the hearing. That having been said, that'll be your prerogative. First person, Kylie M. Alico.
Kylie Alaco.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
All right, Ms. Alaco, let's take a look at your video. Okay, officer, which vehicle are we looking at here?
Ms. Alaco?
I actually wasn't driving the car. I was in the passenger seat of the vehicle.
Okay. Did you submit the affidavit?
No, sir, because I no longer have that gentleman's information.
You what now?
I no longer have the gentleman's information who was driving the vehicle. It was our second date.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're not able to direct us to the person, then you, as the owner of the vehicle, are the one that's liable.
I have his name and the city that he lives in, but I don't have his phone number or address.
All right. Well, unfortunately, under the requirements of the affidavit, the affidavit requirements call for more than that. That's the only way to get yourself out of the hot seat. So I find Ms. Alaco liable and fine her the sum of $208.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. If you'll have a seat, she'll prepare an order for you.
Actually, no, I won't. I'll just mail it to you.
She won't prepare an order for you.
We're having some difficulty this morning.
Okay. All right. Good luck to
you. You received all the other notices?
I received this one.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure your address was right.
Case number 2, Julia Dixon. Anyone here for Julia Dixon? We will find Ms. Dixon liable and fine her the sum of $208. Shanita Brown.
Thank you.
Good morning.
State your name.
Shanita Brown.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Brown, let's look at your video. Is that that gray car zipping through that light?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's same as Brown?
I'm sorry?
Okay. It appears as though you're
well, my that day that happened, I was at Midas right down the road getting my brakes checked because they were not working properly. I was not in the car at that time. It was actually a worker testing my brakes.
All right. Did Ms. Brown submit an affidavit?
I actually did not get this letter about the ticket until, I'll say, maybe like a month ago, and that's when I sent in for a court hearing.
Okay. So, are you prepared to fill out the affidavit and identify?
I mean, I don't have his information. From my understanding, he's no longer employed there. He's actually incarcerated in prison.
What say the city? Do you have any proof on you that the car was at Midas that day?
I have a receipt, but I can't find a receipt. I do know that it's at my mom's house. So, I mean, if you can give me time to bring the receipt in.
The process, Ms. Vukelja, this comes up more than a couple of occasions. It comes up a little more regular than that. The process is that you'd have to go back to Midas and have them give you the information of the person who was test driving, who had your vehicle, and that's what the statute would be providing, that we'd need the information of the name and an address. And I don't think they'll give you a date of birth, but we can start there and see if we can identify. You're telling us you already have the knowledge where to find them, so. But we'd cite them if we have that information. That's what the statute requires, that we have that information to be able to relieve you of the liability.
Okay.
Otherwise, you kind of stuck.
I mean, I can try to obtain his name, but, I mean, I do have the receipt showing that I did, in fact, get work done that day.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take you at your word. I'll continue this to next month's meeting. Next month's meeting will be October 14th. And if you return with a properly filled out affidavit that you can give to the city, then I won't find you liable.
Okay.
If you don't return, you'll be found liable and fined $208. Or if you're not able to produce the affidavit, you'll be fined $208.
Okay.
So, if you tell me the car was at Midas and you're pretty confident that you can demonstrate that on that day, then I'll give you your opportunity to do it. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right.
This is a copy of the law. This is what's required. It's also in the paperwork that they sent. But just so you see, it requires that you include name, address, date of birth, if you can know that, which they probably won't give you that, driver's license. We have the means that we have a good chance of being able to figure it out if we can get at least a name and address. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you need to try and get a driver's license. So
if this event occurred,
that's your business relationship, they should be able to cooperate.
Am I correct in telling her that this event occurred on April 5th at 5:35 p.m.?
No, it actually happened on...
I'm sorry, May 5th, May 5th. At 5:35.
Yes, so you'll have an exact reference to when you were there, if that's, you know...
I have the receipt showing what work that I got done on that date.
Let's see if you can get them to work with you. I'm hoping that they're working with people a bit better on that.
Good luck, kids.
If they did some other
the affidavit paper.
Want to figure out who has the car.
Do you have the affidavit paper that I can get so I can...
You don't have the affidavit in that envelope?
No, I didn't actually get that part. Only part I had was the one for the court hearing in this.
Okay, do we have an affidavit we can give her?
Send one with her continuance.
No.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number four, Marlene C. Ackerman.
I believe Ms. Ackerman stated that she was here but had to leave. She was going to be late.
Yes, Laura. She was here. She had a ride, but because of the time lapse of the first enforcement meeting, she had to leave. She's coming back with a money order. She already spoke with the lady at the front desk. She just got a good toy. So, I think we just go ahead and
enter the order. Yeah, that's her intent, is that she, the effect of saying she'll just pay the tour away, mm-hmm. that she's going to come in no contest.
All right, then pursuant to the stipulation, we respond to the city. I find the respondent liable in order to pay the sum of $208. Sophia R. Baker. Anyone for the respondent?
Yes, the city would ask for that's going to be dismissed based on negotiations with the attorney.
Samantha Beckett. All right, Ms. Beckett, let's take a look at your video. All right, which one's Ms. Beckett?
Ford on that camera?
It's a red Ford.
Doesn't it look like a Ford? It looks like a Chevy. Let's play it back. Chevy.
And it's a red truck behind the stop bar with a red light right in front of you.
Yes, sir. It's a Chevy.
Okay, what's saying Ms. Beckett? What's that? Constitution. Mm. Okay. Well, I don't have to presume this is your statement. Okay. Let's make this part of the record. And I'm not hearing you say you weren't the one driving that truck. Pardon?
I wasn't driving.
You weren't driving?
No, sir.
Did you fill out the affidavit?
Yeah, I sent it in. This is all I received. They mailed me this.
Okay.
It's just
there was an affidavit accompanying that for you to identify the other driver?
Yeah, they sent me the thing with the picture and all the stuff to fill out, and I sent all the stuff to New York because that's what the address was that they wanted me to send it to.
And did you fill out an affidavit telling them who was driving?
I believe I don't have to because of the Fifth Amendment.
You checked my motor vehicle was in the care, custody, or control of another person, but provided no information.
Yeah.
Yes?
Because of the Fifth Amendment.
Well, that's your statement. This is your affidavit.
It's an affidavit.
Is it not?
I'm not sure exactly what an affidavit is.
You have a copy.
Some affidavit. We're
talking about the same thing as your affidavit.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we'll make this part of the record. I find Ms. Beckett liable for the sum of $208.
If I may ask, what's the point of amendments if we're not allowed to have them in court?
You want to give a legal opinion? Go for it.
I'm not sure what you're asking. You mean like the Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, those kind of amendments?
Yeah. And I also request the camera light... the camera light maintenance records, and I didn't receive those. I don't understand why I don't get any rights.
Don't get any what?
No rights.
Like, I don't even understand what you're asking.
Like
for.
The Ten Commandments. Why? What's the point of them if we can't use them?
The amendments.
Yes, sir.
Amendments are in place to protect the citizens' freedom, and when the government actually violates it.
Who is it who's even talking right now? Just out of curiosity. Right. Looking
but
forward to
hearing
that.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, if they're there to protect us, then why can't I use them in the court of law?
Well, first off, you apparently there's no dispute that there's a vehicle that's owned by you that ran a red light.
They also said it was a Ford. That was a Chevy.
Okay. You're not disputing, though, it was your vehicle.
Huh?
But you're not disputing it was your vehicle.
I don't understand. It's saying it was a Ford.
Okay.
I
all right. Well, you absolutely have the right to challenge this. Whatever's transpired here, you have the right to challenge in court, and I've made your statement part of the record to enable you to do that.
Now, if I do challenge, sorry. Am I allowed to have my rights in court or no? Is there no point?
Well, even though you don't think so, you've got lots of rights here too. But since you don't seem to think you're getting them, yes, you'll have lots of rights in court too.
What's the difference? I'm not trying to be annoying, I'm sorry. I don't understand why my Sixth and Fifth Amendment are being completely ignored.
They're not being ignored. Your Sixth Amendment right is to go to court.
And to face my accuser.
Your Fifth Amendment right is to not incriminate yourself.
Or
this
others.
Isn't a criminal proceeding, but okay, you're not incriminating yourself anyway.
So I just go to court?
That's if you're dissatisfied with the outcome here, then that's the next step.
Okay.
Right. Good luck to you.
Appellate court.
Pardon?
Appellate court.
Mm-hmm. Are we printing orders or are we mailing them?
We're mailing them.
Okay. Good luck to you. Case number 7, Trenisha Brown. Yes, ma'am. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Trenisha Brown.
Yes. Ms. Brown, let's take a look at your video. All right, what say Ms. Brown?
Well, I wanted the hearing to be able to see if I could see who is driving the car, because I have more than one car registered to me, in which I don't always drive, you know, the same car. So I don't know that I was driving, but I see that it really don't matter listening to the hearing, so just take the fine.
Well, I mean, again, if you, for those folks, and it happens, or someone else is driving their car, you got two choices. You can eat the ticket, or you can fill out the affidavit and say, it wasn't me, it was that person. Those are the options. It's not as though, well, anyway, those are the options. So I guess what you're telling me is you haven't submitted an affidavit disclosing who was driving the car. Because what everybody needs to understand is the owner of the vehicle is always ultimately responsible for whatever happens to the car, even if they're not in the car. They're responsible for what happens from the use of the car.
Yeah, anyway. No, I understand. I was wanting to know if there was, like, a way that you could do it closer to see who was driving. I don't know who was driving. And, like you said, so I'm ultimately responsible. So
okay.
Well, DOT standards prohibit us from showing, from recording the driver. I'm sure it has something to do with the privacy laws here in the state of Florida, but we...
State's not allowed to look into the cars. They're only allowed to look at them.
Right. Okay, and so I have two, so same outcome. Two different cars registered to me that I'm supposed to be here on today.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess in both cases I'm finding that, well, did you want to look at the other one too?
Sure, why not?
I mean, you're here, may as well.
Right.
The silver convertible?
Yeah, the silver ragtop.
Okay. So you don't know who's driving that one either?
It could be me or it could be someone else. And either way, I just will take it because I don't want to just accuse them because it might have not been them. So.
All right, then I find Ms. Brown liable on both cases and find her the sum of $208 for each violation.
It's just a fine, right? It's not an actual ticket, right?
Right. Okay. And I guess we will mail this to you.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 9, Ann L. Fortier Dunn.
Hi, my name is Ann Louise Fortier Dunn. Yes.
Okay, Ms. Dunn, let's take a look at your video. Okay, which vehicle are we talking about?
I was turning left onto ISB. It's a old Lincoln Continental. I think it's right there in the left lane, turning left. Nope, that's it. Turning left right there.
After the light's already red?
No, it was actually yellow. I would never, deliberately go through a red light. I haven't had a ticket in 25 years.
Let's say the city.
Can you stop it? It's not the red right there. So.
It's red and she's not getting into view yet.
It's red and she's behind the stop bar?
She's not getting into view yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
And now it's still red. It's still
proceeding
through.
Okay. All right. I find you liable. Find the sum of $208.
Thank you.
Case number 10, Hartley C. French.
Hi, I'm Hartley French. Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Mr. French, let's take a look at your video. Okay, what say Mr. French?
Mr. French says, I was not driving. It's a commercial vehicle. I have several employees. I have a receipt showing that I was approximately 10 miles away getting my other vehicle repaired at the time. I asked my employees who was driving, and none of them raised their hand and said, oh, it was me. Or I would have gotten an affidavit. I just can't prove who was driving the van.
Well, it sounds to me like you need to dock them all $208.
That's if I walk away with a fine, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, unfortunately, you can't. Well, you're telling me you're not unable to complete the affidavit, which is what you would need to dodge the bullet. So with that, I find Mr. French liable for the sum of $208.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And I definitely hope you're not taking them all out to lunch anytime soon.
No, sir. Thank you.
Good luck. Case number 11, Jeanette N. Gauthier. Anyone for the respondent? Find the respondent liable. Find her the sum of $208. Case number 12, Jacqueline C. Heyman.
Hello.
Hello. Could you please state your name and be sworn?
Jacqueline Heyman. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Heyman, let's take a look at your video. Okay, what say Ms. Heyman?
After everything I've heard today, I'll just take the fine. I was out of town, but there was three people that had access to my car, and none of the three will be kind enough to claim responsibility.
None of the three will pony up and confess.
Right, so I could give you all three names and the address where the car was and that they had my keys and my trust, but none of them will be kind enough to take the fine like they should.
And take it.
Exactly.
All right, unfortunately, I find Ms. Heyman liable and fine her the sum of $208.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, tell them they owe you a happy hour or something. Case number 13, Joe Morris. Yes, sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
Joe Morris. I do.
All right, Mr. Morris, let's take a look at your video. That's the silver truck?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what say Mr. Morris?
It's not my truck. Was not driving.
It's not your truck.
It's not my truck. Not someone driving. Else came and filled out an affidavit on me saying that I was driving. I was not driving. It's not my vehicle. Not responsible.
That was Rosemary Denota?
Apparently.
No. This is signed by Joe saying it was Rosemary.
That's my affidavit and why I'm here today. She also signed one on me as why I'm here. You're looking at the wrong one. Yes.
Pointing this back to her.
Yes. I actually don't see how that's even legal. I mean, it's just like a bounce around game we got going here. I mean, one person says it though, I wasn't driving. Now I'm here taking time out of my day, and I'm saying I'm not driving. But you're not able to look in the vehicle, as you stated earlier.
Absolutely not.
So what's the conclusion?
All right, so we have what? Rosemary, what is the last name? Tina Cole is saying you're driving, and you're saying she's driving.
Was it me? Was it my truck? I have a vehicle.
How do you know Ms.? What is her last name?
Dinicola.
How do you know her?
She was an ex-roommate. When I moved out, I got this ticket in the mail.
So she's implying you over there to get you all together at the time that she...
She was just a roommate, like I said.
I mean, I find it interesting that she filled out an explanation on the affidavit.
Okay. You found it interesting. I still wasn't driving.
Okay, so the lady, Ms. Dinicola, says Mr. Morris is driving and then provides an explanation as to how whoever was driving couldn't stop the truck in time?
I don't know what she said. I didn't read anything like that. All I got was a ticket in the mail. I mean, I can show you what I received in the mail. I have it with me. But other than that, I don't know anything.
Tony, is that what I'm reading?
I'm sorry?
Ms. Dinicola says Mr. Morris is driving and goes on to explain how they couldn't stop the truck in time?
That's what it looks like.
I mean, I can make up stories too, you know.
This sounds like one where we need to...
All right, I'm finding Ms. Okay, where is Ms. Dinicola's ticket?
It was dismissed and reissued to how it works.
Okay, we'll reissue it and find her liable.
Okay.
She's still the owner of the car. I'm not going to flip coins with people. She's the owner of the vehicle.
Okay, so we're dismissing us to Mr.
Morris? Well, hold it. We're not dismissing anything anymore because this is the first time we've encountered this shuffle. So, for the time being, I'm not going to take any action on Mr. Morris's case. Well, hang on a second. Can we resurrect that ticket for Ms. Dinicola?
We would have to reissue. Is that correct, Mr.? Yes, we would have to reissue it to... her.
Okay.
And we can do that either. One of the ways you've done it before, and I know you don't want to do the shuffle, is ordering them both in and summons both to court.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, because I wasn't driving, and I'm having to take time out of my day, and I don't want to take time out of another day as well to come back for the same.
You know,
I'm sorry.
To help you here,
yes, sir.
Just hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
So I guess the alternative is to it'll be.
No, I know what I'm doing. I'm issuing the fine. Uh-huh. I'm finding Ms. Dinicola liable. I need a ticket issue.
Right. So we'll reissue the ticket and hold this one because it has no other effect.
No, I'm done with this. I'm done with her. I'm done with him. I'm giving her the ticket. She's the owner of the vehicle. Her explanation and his explanation effectively neutralize each other as far as I'm concerned, which leaves me with her being the owner of the vehicle.
And I'm fine with that, sir.
The only thing I don't know that we can do, if we issue her another ticket, she has a right to...
Yes, she has a right to another due process here.
I'll leave that up to you. You, I'm letting go.
Thank you.
If you want to bring that ticket back, I'm finding her liable.
Okay, the only thing you have said that you didn't want to handle a dismissal right now, and that's what I'm speaking to. So we can hold that and dismiss it at the time further down the road. If you want to, we can dismiss it now. But as you were saying, you didn't want to handle a dismissal.
Well, I'll do whatever works for the city. It doesn't matter to me. All I know is I'm not going to have two people just cancel out a ticket by pointing fingers. I'm going to find somebody liable, and for future reference, when we do get an affidavit, we should probably tell those people their cases are going to be suspended or abated until we hear from that other person or we get to the bottom of it. So that was my fault. I probably shouldn't have done that. All right, so
I think probably, and we can talk about it more later, there may be a mechanism that would have to be created for issuing while the other one's still there, I think, because it's issuing on the same violation.
Because you didn't do it. They automatically did it. When she did an affidavit, the company reissues it. It's never been in court yet.
We'll talk to her and see how we can accommodate.
What am I doing with this, John?
Gary, I'm thinking we're stuck. We have to dismiss to be able to reissue.
Not liable. Right.
Yeah.
So I would say not liable as to him, and then we'll reissue it against.
Yeah, that's the only way I think we can accommodate that right now.
All right, Mr. Morris. Mr. Morris, I'm determined. I'm finding you not liable, so you're done.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Good luck to you. Case number 14, Latrice D. Salter. Anyone here for the respondent? That being the case, we will fine the respondent the sum of $208. Case number 15, Deborah A. Spear.
Hi, Deborah Spear.
Raise your hand,
please.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're about to provide is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Spear, let's take a look at your video. Red car behind the box truck?
Yes.
Okay, what's saying this sphere?
Prius sits very low to the ground, and the truck was very high. I could not see the street light until I was underneath it. And if you could see my face, you'd see me go.
I want to hear from the city attorney on this one.
Not a defense.
The reason I ask is because I don't know if this is the time or place to say it, but I had the exact same thing happen to me, and I figured I must have been tailgating, but I don't tailgate.
I wasn't tailgating. You can see I was far enough away.
I've had the same experience, and I just kind of hung back because I didn't want to be the guy caught running over it. So I hung back until I could see.
Supposed to follow a distance where you can actually see the light.
Didn't know how I was going to explain it.
All right, so I guess what I'm hearing from the law enforcement folks is you have to back up until you can see the light.
Okay. I don't understand, because when I got my driver's license and I took my test, it said don't tailgate. I was not tailgating. It doesn't say anything. I mean, I don't mean to be argumentative, but it doesn't say anything about if you're following a giant truck, you have to stay so many car lengths behind so you can see the light. I thought I was following safely. As a matter of fact, I happened to be with that truck, so we were traveling together, and I was far enough away from it that I wasn't tailgating. I was driving safely. I can't help it that I couldn't see it.
So if the driver,
and he just said the same thing has happened to him.
It's in the driver's handbook. Well, you have to follow the truck from a safe distance to where you can see the light. That's
and okay. If the truck ran a red light, wouldn't license you to run a red light.
The truck didn't run a red light, or the truck would be here too.
We're talking scenarios. And if the truck ran a red light, you'd be running it as well.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take the ticket, but I'm imagining you got out of yours. And
I think the
no, ma'am, I didn't get out of mine. As luck would have it, it wasn't at a red light camera intersection.
Well, then I guess I was that was me moving to Daytona Beach.
Every time I have college kids come to town, I end up eating these tickets.
That was my first day in Daytona Beach. We were pulling in, and welcome to Daytona.
Sorry about that. I find the respondent liable. Fine, it's $208. Case number 16, Robert L. Tatum.
Good Morning. Robert Lee Tatum.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about the matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Tatum, let's look at your video. Okay, what say Mr. Tatum?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know who was in the vehicle. The only thing I can see is the vehicle applied the brakes but kept going. We had just moved here. My son had a problem with the car one day, and I cannot tell you if that was the day or not. The brakes went out on him. We had done routine maintenance. He had left the brake lid off the master cylinder. Brakes faded. I had to drive from Deltona down here to fix the car. I didn't get this notice till like 2 months later, so I cannot swear to the day of that being the same day or not, because I just moved here from Ohio and it took them a while to forward everything down. And that would be my only explanation, is because A, I don't know who was in the vehicle. There's four different people who drive that car. B, the only thing that would have caused that is, you know, my son, the day that the brakes went out on his vehicle.
Find Mr. Tatum liable and fine him the sum of $208. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Case number 17, Daniel P. Vidal.
Hello.
Sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Daniel Vidal. Absolutely.
Mr. Vidal, let's take a look at your video. Okay, what say Mr. Vidal?
There's absolutely no denying that that is my vehicle and I am the driver. But that being said, hold on, let me catch my breath. I have anxiety issues. My car is old, it's like a 99, and it has like issues with the transmission, and I had to get the alternator replaced and the battery around that time, and I went to Firestone to do all that, and it has really bad issues whenever I started up from like a stop, and all this was like stop and go, just more and more wear on it, and I'm like a full-time student trying to maintain like an approximate 3.6 GPA, and I'm just like trying to keep on track, and I have unstable employment history, and I'm actually now have a job after like having 2 months of unemployment, and it's just like, you know, I'm just trying to, like, get ahead and do it for myself, and just, like, life just keep throwing you more stuff to deal with.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I know a $208 fine ain't going to make it any easier, but you not only ran a red light, you ran a red light a pretty good clip from what I saw in the video.
Yeah.
Okay. I find Mr. Vidal live. We'll find him the sum of $208.
That's cool.
Well, good luck in the future. Case number 18, Terrence L. Watson.
It's my response, it's honest.
It was.
Say your name, please.
Terrence Watson.
You raise your right hand, you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Watson, let's take a look at your video. You in the light car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, light change.
Do you really want to try to fight that?
No, like I said, I didn't have time to stop. Light change fast.
I'm going to find you liable.
All right.
Find you the sum of $208.
All right.
Good luck to you. Okay, I've made as many new friends today as I possibly can.
That's it?
Great. And if not, we're adjourned. Oh, I'm sorry. I have the opportunity to aggravate one more person.
Will you? Chiquita Barnes.
Oh, yeah, coming back.
Yeah, we called him on the phone.
You called him? You called my name. I've been sitting here the whole time.
Shanita Brown?
No, Shakita Bars. B-A-R-R-S.
Did you not get your letter?
No.
I don't see you.
I think she was dismissed.
Oh. You think she was dismissed?
I don't know. I got a paper saying I got to be here today.
Because she did affidavit and mailed it in.
If your car was stolen.
Right.
Yes. It was dismissed. I'm sending
a
letter. I'm sorry you didn't get it.
Thank you.
Actually,
do you have your
answer? So we have one sort of happy customer.
Yeah.
434
Wheaton Street. All right, anything else to be brought before his special magistrateness? Damn, he's out of here.